In this exercise, all I want you to do is take the employee struct and its associated member functions, as you have already used in the previous section, and to make it a class, a C++ class. So, for example, just use the keyword private for the data and put the interface functions in the public section. For the purposes of this, you'll have to put the class definition back into the header file. Remember, we had removed it when we used the incomplete type. You might even want to just start with the version from Chapter 7 if you find that easier. All I really want you to do is to define an employee class that has the data private and has the member functions that you need so that you can do the same sample program that we had before. In fact, I have it on the next slide for you, all ready to go. All you have to do is do the class definition in employee.h and the implementation of the member functions in employee.cpp and compile and link them together.